Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I'm your host, John, and today we are going to talk about how to get your first 100 subscribers in 5 days. But before I get into that, don't forget to hit that follow or subscription button, because this information is case sensitive, meaning you could have less than 90 days to act on this startup before they raise all their funds and the opportunity is lost. That's why I want you to hit those buttons. Okay, without further ado, let's start digging into how to get your first 100 subscribers in 5 days. Now, if you go to my channel and you look at it, you will see that I've only been on here since February 10. And I have 116 subscribers. And so I thought that anybody that's starting in YouTube might be a great idea to check out what I've done so you can apply that method. So the first thing you want to do is you want to get a banner made up. So if you're good at making banners, that's fantastic. But if you're not, I recommend Fiverr. It's going to cost you $7.25 with the service fee, and then you're going to be totally fine as far as that's concerned. So then you'll have your banner made up, make sure it's catchy, it looks good. And then when you start recording your first video, you want to make sure that you have a really fancy thumbnail, something that's eye-catchy. I know I use Fiverr, so every video that I do, which basically goes from a podcast and then I share it with YouTube, I use Fiverr, so that's another $7.25. But I think it's well worth it for me personally. One of the things you want to do is make sure that you have a catchy title. And I would do a word search on whatever you're doing. So let's say, for example, when I did this, how to get your first 100 subscribers, I'm actually putting this in. So I make sure that it's going to get number one and number two, and it's going to rank really good. So that's another thing that I do. And then in your description, you want to do the same as the title. So you want to make sure that you put in your title. So if I do how to get 100 subscribers your first 5 days, you want to make sure in the description you do the same thing, because that's very important. And then don't forget about your tags. Same thing. You want to copy that information the same way. That's exactly what I did. And then you want to, whatever's related to your topic, you want to add as many as you can in that tag. So if you get 10, 11, 12, that would be perfectly fine. You'll have no problem there. And then at the end of your video, you want to make sure that you link it to another video that you've done. So this way you can get more time for your video, because a lot of times people will not, your click-through rate is high. People's retention, if they're not getting stimulated really quickly and they get the endorphins going and all that fun stuff, they just a few seconds, under a minute, and they're gone. So you want to make sure that you keep them going. There's a statistics out there that says that every 7 seconds you have to do something different to keep people's attention on that. So that's that as far as your video is concerned and doing that. Another thing you're going to want to do is shorts. Shorts are really important. So I share shorts with my vacation so everybody can see it. So when I'm on the podcast, I talk about the podcast, and then it goes over to YouTube. I turn around and say, hey, if you want to know a little bit more about me, where I'm going for vacations, I'm doing snowshoeing, there's ice falls, there's all kinds of rapids, and these are cool places that you can go that are free, and it just requires you to do some hiking. But anyways, you want to make sure that people get a little more of your personal side, and I think that'll really help you. But shorts are basically, YouTube is competing with TikTok. And so you just basically hold your phone up, up and down, and then get a, like I use an iRig mic for with my phone on that. So you can hear the audio on that if you go and look at all my different videos that I've put up there. But I've used the iRig for that. And then right now I'm using the blue snowball for YouTube, because I think it just gives really outstanding audio. So all these things are incredibly important. And then another thing, who knows us? Like, nobody knows really who we are. And friend and family might give you 20 subscribers, but they're probably not going to watch your stuff, especially if that's something that they're not interested in. And so one of the things that I did for $7.25 is I advertised on Fiverr. And so you have people that are in Brazil, you have people that are in Bangladesh. And I know that when I paid this $7.25, somebody had an Instagram account that had 168 followers. And so what they do is they make a video, and then they make a video of your YouTube, and then they share it with their audience. And so you're going to get a lot of exposure. So like, no one knows really who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, and so don't be afraid to spend a little money to do some testing. So that's very important that you do that. And so Fiverr is a very good resource. So, you know, I could spend $21 to do one video, but I get a good thumbnail. I could do some advertising. And then if I have anything else that I want to do in there, so maybe $15 to $21 or less. But that's just something that, if you haven't thought of that, that's something that you might want to check out. And then don't be afraid to ask for subscribers. Please subscribe to my channel, and then try to explain what you're offering to people. And I know for myself, I've listened to different YouTube videos, and that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to subscribe. So sometimes it takes a while, so be patient. And then another thing, if you're going to go for this monetization, you definitely, YouTube has changed the rules and the standards. So you have to have your video at least 8 minutes long. And so that's really important. If you just get your information out there in 6 or 7 minutes, and you're doing small ones, because a lot of people will do those, you can't get it monetized. And so if you're thinking about trying to make income, because, you know, you want to have it at least 8 minutes long. And another thing too, you know, we are part of that puzzle. We're trying to take little bits of this and little bits of that, and we're trying to get this knowledge so we can grow our channel and our audience. So I'm a piece of puzzle for you. You're a piece of puzzle for me. And as we work together, we can grow more and more and more. So I hope that this helped. I hope you find it very useful for you. I appreciate it, everyone out there. If you have the time, definitely check out the other videos and just get a little flavor for what my podcast and what my YouTube channel is all about. And just check it out, and because they're not that long. And like I say, definitely check things out. I hope everything's going well for you. You know what I like to say? Happy trails.